This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's your for your hump day, my talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Thank you so much for joining us. Holly is in Flory today, and we get to play a little game. Are you guys ready to do this?
We ready? Is there a theme, Donald?
Well, not really a theme. So what we're gonna do, and we've been doing this for a few weeks now.
Yes,
it's the old lyrics game, and. You weren't here, Julia, so last week we changed it up a little bit. I will play the beginning of the song for you guys.
Okay.
And then you will have to fill in what comes next.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
I'm so good at words.
Okay. I'm going to shake the magic eight ball. How are we going to do on Guess the Lyrics?
Terrible.
I don't know. We're gonna
actually,
find out.
Outlook good.
Outlook is good.
Outlook
all
is
right.
good.
And the sun is still shining.
There you go.
Outlook is great.
Yes.
Good
outlook
signs.
Is great.
All okay. right. Here is your first song. Julia, one of your favorites.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain.
Knocking me and saying I pull my pillow to my head. Thinking out the words I said, I think I love you.
Well, that's pretty darn
that's
close.
That's good enough. That was great.
That is good enough. We're going to give you the points
for
that.
Yeah, point for Julia.
Did you know them, Holly?
No, hell no. I didn't know them. All I know, I don't know what that's I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I don't. Hey.
You were close enough, Julia. We give you the point for that.
Give her a
all right.
ding.
Read it exactly, though, so I know.
Exactly is, before I go insane, okay. I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread.
Oh, jeez.
I think I love you.
Okay. All right.
All right, here's another one.
Point,
famous song by the Beatles. It goes like this.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Remember to let her into your heart.
Keep going.
Then you can start. To make it better.
That was fabulous. You got on the nose.
Well, if I got that one wrong, I would just have walked out the door and been like, goodbye.
Yes, you would have been
to the biggest Beatles fan ever.
Right. Okay, so Julia won, and you both got that one.
Yeah, we both got a point.
It's 2-1, though. Julia's ahead.
All right, here's another one that people love to sing along to.
Pepperoni!
It's a hard one, I admit.
Hey?
Yeah.
Hey?
He does say
yeah.
hey.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Like a pony. Like a pony.
That's the Billy Idol version.
Rexaroni.
Okay. Rexaroni.
Yeah. What does it say, Donnie?
He says, after he says, well, shoot him down, turn around, come on, come home, honey, he says, hey, give me some love and I feel all right now. Everybody, you got me tossing and turning in the
Donnie.
Night.
Oh, please. But you know... Donnie. You know, that's Moni. That's money, right? Or it's Pony. What's the name of that song?
Moni Moni.
Moni Moni.
So,
and
a
that
mix.
Was, yeah, and that was a mix of Pony Moni.
But no, what?
He got the name of that song looking at a sign.
In New York.
In New York City.
Yeah, Mutual of New York.
Yep.
Moni.
Moni.
That's our guy. Okay.
The
all
end
right,
was out.
Well, how about the Go-Go's?
The end was out. You
Should
know how
it
used to be Schmitz Brewery. I grew up in St. Paul. S-C-H.
Sideways.
Are you going to swear?
Nope.
Okay.
I have Go-Go's for you. Are you ready? Here we go.
Can you hear the love? We talk about us.
Wanna, can you hear them? They talk about us.
No.
Can you be them? Donnie, I play the second verse at least.
This song That's is like pulling my nails out of the nail bed directly.
Okay, I'll just play the beginning.
Can you hear them? They talk about us.
Telling lies. Well, that's no surprise.
Can you something? We're driving down the road in a convertible.
Nope. Okay. Pretty woman. All right. How about this one? All Everybody right, knows this street. One. Come on. Here we go.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street. Pretty woman. The kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Who? I want to meet you every day. I want to love you every way.
Not quite.
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
Okay, let's go back here.
Walking down the street, pretty woman. The kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
And then there's a pause. I don't believe you. You're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy.
Oh, wow, that is
I thought you guys would know that one.
Way off.
All right, Julia, if you don't get this one, you are banished. Because
one more
you like,
bell to answer.
No, it's not the fifth dimension. It's Carpenters.
Carpenters. Okay.
Here we go.
Why do New stars birds?
Oh, wait a minute.
Me on the day that
here we go. Wait a second.
Okay.
Start it from the beginning, Danny, because that's... Yeah.
I screwed that up. Yes. Hang on a second.
I know.
The day I'm the swaying.
Born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
Get it?
So they sprinkle gold dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes are blue.
Close enough.
Ooh.
Close enough.
Yay.
You get it, yes. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair of gold and starlight in your eyes of blue.
All right.
Good job. To Julia wins good, today.
Very All good. The boys in town. Yes. The
Do you
Karen
want to stop?
Carpenter. No, we'll do one more.
One more? Okay. Oh, this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. Hey, Holly, it's Toni Braxton.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door.
Walked out the door.
In the heart of my life.
Yeah, keep going.
Unbreak these
chains. No, you skipped.
I have
you
no
got the
idea.
First line. She got the first line. And walked out of my life. Uncry these tears. Yeah. I cried so many nights.
Okay. We'll give you a point.
A pity
We're
going
to give her a point for that?
Yes, sure. Give her a pity point.
We're generous here.
Yes.
We're generous.
What the hell? You got a couple of words.
Okay, so what was the final score?
I got a couple of words.
Three to...
Julia wins.
2-3-1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Julia. All right. Julia's victorious.
Congratulations.
Finally. But you guys were generous. Here's
That's
me.
All right.
But, well, finally.
I mean, this game. Woof.
I know.
It's hard.
But those are who the heck knows what they're saying. Yeah. And this is what we always find out when we read the lyrics, like in a sing along or anything. Who the heck knows?
Nobody.
That's a song. Who the heck knows?
That's what they say.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's all weird. Right. All right. When we come back, we are going to find out all about. Random things.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, here is the deal, people. Existential. That's dictionary.com. Not the paper one anymore. It's the .com word pick of the year.
Oh, story of my life.
Here we go.
Speaks to the sense of grappling with our survival, both literally and figuratively, that defines so much of the discourse. Wow.
Mm.
So there you go. Have fun with that one.
Yeah, Holly will. Yeah.
Oreo cookie. Now, you guys do that Freak Taste Friday, or what do you guys do?
Cheat Day Friday.
Cheat Day Friday. I like mine Freak Taste Friday.
Why don't you try it on for Freaky size?
Well, I used to bring in treats, but then you guys were more consistent, so I gave it up. Remember, I used to always bring in stuff, but then you guys were consistent. I'm like, I got time for that. So a new one is Oreo has unveiled a new churro cookie.
Ooh, tell me more.
This was the mystery flavor, you know, they came out with. What?
I was right.
Did you guess?
Were you right? Serious?
Oh, you should have entered.
I did, but nobody gave me a prize. I'm waiting.
Did you turn it in?
Yes, I'm waiting to Bisco Corporation for my wonderful, delightful prize.
Well, you might be.
No, they've already identified the winner.
Oh. Well, it turns out, people, the mystery flavor was churro, and in the sweepstakes, the $50,000 cash prize winner has been notified directly.
That's not me.
But I mean, what if there are multiple winners? I'd like you to read the rules. What if there are multiple winners, guessers?
They have a drawing, I guess.
Huh?
They would have a drawing of all the correct ones. That just
And then they would choose a randomly generated number, probably. Mm. And then that
would have been a nice little present.
Yeah, you think? Oh, I'm so sad now that I...
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just... You know,
buy a lottery ticket on your way home.
Well, easy easy go. But I would have liked for Oreo to embrace the churro flavor with a golden cookie.
Because wasn't it golden?
No, it wasn't golden.
It was a black cookie?
Yes. That was
That makes artificial flavor have just a whole new word.
Well, that's why the cookie really didn't work, because it was that churro flavor
in
chocolate.
That.
Which you can have a chocolate covered churro, but that's a totally different experience.
Got it.
You know?
Totally.
Got it.
That's
a whole different thing. All right. So if we were living in medieval days and you were coming to my castle to attack me, one thing you might notice as you were coming up the staircase, it would be going in a clockwise direction. So if you're coming in, you would enter the staircase and go up in the opposite direction. You go up clockwise.
Okay? Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And the reason this was... because medieval architects built staircases to wrap around in a clockwise direction. No, and you're going up.
Going up.
In order to disadvantage any enemy who might climb them. Most soldiers held their swords. I love saying that word.
Swords?
Swords. It's like schmores. I like an S. I like an SH. Schmore, sword, sword, SW. In their right hands. Meaning that their swings would be inhibited by the inner wall were going up.
Huh.
So they'd have to round each curve before striking, fully exposing themselves in the process. Just as the clockwise spirals hindered attackers, it also favored the castle's defenders. As they descended, they could swing their swords in arcs that matched the curve of the outer wall.
Wow.
And use the inner wall as a partial shield.
And if you were left-handed,
you were screwed.
They wouldn't have been left-handed, because they would have said that you were cursed, and they would have trained
cut your hand
you.
Off.
Yeah, basically. So
lefties were on the crossbow duties.
Oh, but, we were?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
they didn't do that. So, and they also in medieval castles, when the outer wall to protect everybody, the stairs would be uneven because people who lived there would know how to work them and run them.
Oh.
So you'd have some at different heights, different unevenness. So look at the clever design that you didn't even think of.
No.
So there you go.
Fascinating.
That's what you know about medieval staircases today. Yes. 101.
Thank you
very much.
And happy hour.
There still is a lot of time left. Pop-Tarts. Just in time for the holidays, they've released the new flavor of the Pop-Tarts, fit for people who belong under the sea. It's a mermaid-themed flavor.
What is
it's
that
really
taste
cute.
Like
well,
tuna?
It's
tuna?
No, it's not fishy.
Okay.
But it's this mermaizing blue raspberry Pop-Tarts.
The
mythical treats have blue raspberry filling, of course. Each one's covered with white icing with mermaid designs on it. The box also says mix and match. So you can remember when they started giving extra frosting? You want to know what the down-home great flavor is?
A Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry with sprinkle icing?
Plain, yes.
Just cherry plain strawberry.
Or cherry with the cherry, the plain, it's probably strawberry flavored, with just the plain thin coat of icing that gets hard in the toaster with sprinkles on it. Period.
Taking me back.
That is the old school one. I remember something came out when my kids were growing up, but it had extra frosting and you put it in the toaster.
Toaster strudels.
Yeah, you added the frosting afterwards.
Yes. Those were so fun.
Mm. They were so messy. They were very messy.
The problem with toaster strudels
you'd always use an extra frosting, and by the time you were getting to the end of your packet, there was no frosting left.
Also, you keep toaster strudels in the freezer, so you have to have a good toaster that evenly distributes the heat. Otherwise, you're biting into your toaster strudel, and all of a sudden, you get frozen goo in the middle.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed. So you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That's
more than I've ever known about toaster strudels.
This is so true, because I know...
Wow.
This was... You grew up with toaster strudel, I bet.
Yes.
Towards the end of your childhood.
I was in elementary school, and they were amazing because it was like
these
fancy Pop-Tarts.
And then I would try to pass off the breakfast one with the egg and the diced ham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, the toaster strudel, that was actually a breakfast.
How'd that go over?
The savory
one. Really well. Not very well. Mom.
What are you trying to do with us, Mom? Yeah. Ooh, but these Pop-Tarts are blue raspberry flavor, the mermaid ones.
Sounds
all right. Tastes so natural, that blue raspberry.
Sounds kind of okay to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
like a chocolate one.
I miss a Pop-Tart.
Well, pick some up.
And you divide the top off the bottom. They just slip apart. Oh, gosh, they're good. No, I can't have anything in my house.
Why not?
Why?
Because I eat it.
Well, isn't that the point? To put food in the house so that you eat the food?
Nope. Not that kind of food.
I can't have it in my house. I have no control. My sister had, her mother-in-law sent them cookies, so Russian tea cakes and haystacks with the butterscotch scooters, Scotties on them, and fudge. And I was like, oh, this is so dangerous.
Oh, yum.
Okay, if you're wanting to find a gift for the person who has everything, there's Donnie posted this on the Lori and Julia show page. It's the Christmas light phone charger. So the phone charger it looks like Christmas lights. It's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, it's festive.
It's kind of cute.
Donnie, you sound like you're not sold on the idea.
If you want to add that into the more waste, it's $10 to $13.
Stocking stuffer. Right?
Are you saying it's going to be floating off to Garbage Island and pretty soon a sperm whale is going to be eating it for dinner?
Wow.
Way to put a damper on things.
Jesus. Louisiana.
Why don't you go eat a toaster strudel or something?
I'll probably be forever cold in the middle as my punishment.
Do you know how the restaurant Hooters got its name?
Boobs.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how?
Yeah,
yes. Steve Martin had a comedy routine where he said, I believe it's derogatory to refer to a woman's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bonzos. And you should only refer to them as Hooters.
And a classic, that's how they got the name?
Yeah.
And a classic was born.
It was.
Wow. Have you been to Hooters?
Not in a long time. They used to really have good chicken wings before everyone came out with them. They had, you know, Runyons had them. The buffalo, but Hooters had this crunchy one.
Oh, with the buffalo wings, they look like little dachshund feet.
See, there you go again.
What is
you're
wrong
just
with
ruining
you?
Ruining everything.
What? When you're not in your bizarre mind, what are you thinking?
It's true. The next time you order a plate of buffalo wings.
I eat chicken wings all the time. That is one of my favorite food groups.
The drummies look like little dachshund feet.
Stop.
That's the noise the nails make on the floor.
Wrong with you?
She's had sugar today, apparently. The number one Krispy Kreme store location with the most annual profit is in Dublin, Ireland.
Wow.
$330,000 a week in revenue on Krispy Kremes.
Nice.
There you go.
When we
come back, music. We have a new song, too.
All right, let's take a look at your traffic. 394 westbound. We are getting a report of a minor delay.
Said I wouldn't go anywhere blindly. I'm a
calm. Today is December what?
Fourth.
Christmas is 21 days away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you feel Christmassy? I mean, do you feel in the spirit or does something feel off?
Define Christmassy.
Well, 651-641-1071. It feels, I thought Thanksgiving didn't feel Thanksgiving-y.
Why not?
I don't know.
Was it too late in November?
It was, well.
What, because
had
was.
Had it been a week earlier, it would have saved me a lot of money in my airline ticket.
Yeah, whose fault was it?
I know, totally mine. Uh-huh. Totally mine. Uh-huh. No, I feel like it was, it's just a weird, I don't know, does anyone else feel that? I don't know why.
I hadn't thought about it.
I mean, like, are you in the mood for Christmas music? I love Christmas music. I'm not, like, feeling it yet.
Some, you just have to gradually introduce it into your life and not go overboard, because I did listen to a little holiday music for maybe 2 minutes on the drive home yesterday, and I was like, okay.
How dare you?
I know. Well, I actually...
You were not listening to our replay so you could hear us again?
Unfortunately,
what's
not.
What's wrong with you, Holly?
I listened to a really crappy cover of Santa Baby by Taylor Swift. And I was, and I listened to it. I hate listening to it because the original one by Eartha Kitt is so playful.
It's
and,
so fun.
And sensual and sexy. Yep. And Taylor Swift's is the complete opposite of that.
So that wasn't a favorite. But do you feel, I mean, I think it might be, it's just a weird, maybe it's because my kids are older and they say I don't want anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. That's part of it.
Maybe that's it for me, that I'm just like not excited, you know.
Well, right. Because when you're doing it, it's totally rooted, at least for me, in the holiday season and getting in the Christmas mood, so to speak. It's completely rooted in my relationship with children.
Right.
Like my nephews. We went over to my parents' house and we decorated their tree. That was Christmassy. So that got me in the mood. But then in my day-to-day life, my Monday, like, no, I'm just here doing my thing.
That's right. All right. So, Donnie, I don't have... Oh, Ken. Oh,
is Kim. It, Kim.
Kim.
Sorry.
Kim,
hey,
are you feeling Christmassy?
I am not Christmassy.
Why? What is it? Why?
I totally feel like you do. Both of my kids are in college. Yep. One wanted the new, and he needed it. One wanted the new iPhone for Christmas. He's already got it. He doesn't want anything else. What
and
do
that
I
was
buy
expensive.
For him? And I did spend a lot of money for that.
Right.
And then the girl simply wants clothes that she wants to pick out, which is great, but I'm not going to wrap them up again. I've done that in the past and put them under the tree.
Right.
So there's the tree just sitting there staring at me with nothing under it, and I don't know. I'm having a big party tomorrow night or Friday night, and I'm having a big thing at church, a tea, a Christmas tea, so maybe this weekend will help me.
Those might help, and I do think it kind of is about the ages of... I mean, I used to get so excited to buy them stuff.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's weird. But thank you for identifying that you're going through it too. It's just, I don't feel it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Kim.
I'm
appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, Lori, are you feeling Christmassy? Lori?
Oh, hi.
Hi, honey. Are you feeling Christmassy?
No, I'm not, and it's really weird because usually I always really feel Christmassy, and I'm kind of similar to, I think, what you're feeling. I'm a little bit older than you, but our kids are the same age, are similar ages, and I don't know if it's my age, if it's the age of my kids. I love Christmas music and decorating. I'm not the least bit interested in decorating. We put the tree up, and I didn't even do nearly as much as I do. I haven't taken out decorations, and I listened to Christmas music, and I was just kind of like, meh.
What? It's weird, and I haven't even put, I've had pots out, you know, pretty winter pots out forever. I didn't even put lights on them yet. That is so not me.
Laura, do you think that you're going to get in the mood to maybe decorate later this month? Do you feel open to the Christmas spirit in decorating, or are you just like, meh?
Well, I'm totally open to it. I just don't feel it.
It's so weird, and I just kind of wonder, what is it because Thanksgiving was so late? But thanks for weighing in, Lori. You are not alone.
You are not alone.
We are not alone, Lori.
No, Lori.
We are. Okay, let's talk to Elaine. Elaine, are you feeling Christmassy?
I am, but I don't have kids, so I always hook up with a charity.
Yes.
And I did some shopping over the weekend, and I got some money for work. We got about, every employee that volunteered got about $220.
Oh, wow.
And I managed to spend that in 20 minutes at TJ Maxx.
How fun.
Yeah, so and then they also have a holiday shop where kids get to pick out presents for their siblings and their parents. So that always gets me in the mood every time.
What's the charity?
It's called Cornerstone.
Oh, sure.
It's over in Bloomington.
Yeah.
And I just asked for a friend. They are all full up of volunteers, but they will still take toys. And they're looking, they especially always need things for teenage boys and not just gift cards.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, we did work with Cornerstone. Great. Well, that's great. And that is a really good idea to volunteer and just find other people to give to. That's a great idea. Yep. Thanks. Thank you for reminding us what the Christmas spirit is all about.
That's right. Thanks, Elaine.
Okay, we've got Melita.
Yes.
Melita.
Yes.
Honey, you have the last word. What is going on with this holiday?
You know, I don't have any theories as to why I'm not Christmassy. But, you know, I did empathize with when you were saying that you have to go by degrees, because the other night I thought, what's going to put us in the Christmas spirit while we put up our tree? And I thought, ooh, my favorite, It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm like, nope, I've got to be armpits deep in Christmas before I can watch that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not there yet. But we put on Home Alone. And I'll tell you, that kind of did it, because I felt a little bit more. And then I've been using my Alexa, asking for Christmas stations, that helps a little.
Okay.
So just kind of edging your way in, it's working for me.
All right, so that's an interesting thing to do. One of my kids is coming over tonight, and we're going to decorate the tree. But I just am, you know, I'm self-partnered this season.
Oh boy.
Melita,
know what that means?
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell her. Thanks, okay. Melita.
Thanks, Melita.
As I'm self partnered, and I was wondering if I'm just feeling like whatever because I'm not in a relationship or because I'm not going anywhere. Or, you know, I'm kind of like,
Well, you're in a different place.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I don't really.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, but, well, I'm just identifying. I'm sharing with our listeners how petite moi is feeling being self-partnered, holding my own hand. Both my fingers are very cold right now, people. I already put them on Holly. I'm like, yeah. I think this finger is going to go white pretty quick here. It's that rhinets, you know?
Yeah, get
circulation. But so those were all great ideas. To ease into it. I just usually love it.
Well, sometimes it's nice to just put things on the shelf, so to speak. And then maybe you'll come back to it next year. Or maybe you'll come back to it a year before. Because I hear you where it's just like, meh. Like, okay, maybe I should watch a holiday movie.
I need lights out at least. At least for my neighbors, I need to put lights out. That's just me.
Okay.
Well, you know, to the neighbors because your house is not Christmasified?
Right. You know, just white lights even, you know, because I need to do that. But it's weird. It's a weird season. I don't know if it's because, but thank you everybody for weighing in.
Yes.
I mean, Donnie, do you have a big gift that you're finding for your gal pal? You're not going to sit on the air.
Well, no, because we're not doing that this year.
Oh, are you going on a trip again for 14 weeks in the summer?
Yes, that's right.
Because you get to go for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Lori gets to go for two, and I get to go for 2 days.
Yeah, we're spending money on the kids, which I love to do, but not for each other because we do have that trip coming up.
Your kids actually have given you things that they want.
What, say that again?
They've given you a list, or are you going to surprise them?
Oh, no. They won't know what they're getting in advance. No. I'd rather spend the money on them right now, and we're going to save what we would have spent on each other goes towards the trip.
I can't spend any more on me.
What if you bought yourself?
I went shopping Christmas. I mean,
Merry Christmas to me.
I can't do it anymore. I've got like three down coats from Macy's because they're on such good sales and stuff. I'm like, I don't need
two
it.
Of them.
I don't need it. All right. Well, thank you for indulging me.
Sure.
Yes.
Tomorrow I'm going to be coming singing and wearing my
You're gonna
Santa
be wearing,
hat.
Wearing tinsel?
That's what I need. I'm going to wear tinsel tomorrow. Hey, when we come back, it's time to Hollywood speak. I got some good ones for you, Holly. Mm. We'll be right back.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
Let's get to it. Let's get to the meaning of everything.
Everything. That's
big news out of Italy. Kristen Stewart, Emma Watson, who starred in Romeo and Juliet, are on the Pirelli, the tire.
calendar, in case anyone wanted to know about that. Donnie, did you post that?
I did. They're wonderful photos.
Oh, yeah.
Of all of them. Yeah,
very different. Sophisticated.
Yes.
Pirelli has moved from being kind of a babelicious calendar to very, very art forward.
Do you guys still use, like, I love a paper calendar. Because, first of all, Lori and I still put our crap in our books. You know, our appointments, we don't use our phones.
Your calendars? Mm-mm. Oh, man, everything's on my phone.
I can't.
Although I do love...
to see it.
A nice themed paper calendar that you can hang on the wall that has fun pictures on it.
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I have one in my refrigerator.
Yeah, totally.
X off days till Christmas 21.
Oh, because you're looking forward to Halloween.
Yeah, gets you in the mood eventually.
21, bah humbug right here. Bah humbug. Let's see here. Elton John has shared a latest and greatest about, this is kind of older, but... Well, first of all, I want you to get this. I really have been waiting. I've been saving this since last week.
Well, you've been
sitting on it. You probably have talked about it.
Mm-hmm, try me.
Shania Twain has written songs for Post Malone, Lizzo, and Janelle Monáe.
Well, have they recorded any of them?
No.
Oh.
But this is my favorite. She was on the talk last week, and the Hollywood speak on that is... she really wants to be relevant and sing a duet with one of these.
Oh,
that's what I'm trying to say.
She's pulling a Madonna is what you're saying.
Yes.
The Madonna being like, I'm going to hone in on whatever the hot young thing is right now.
Remember,
and I'm going to collaborate.
Remember Madonna did it with Justin Timberlake on Candy.
She's done it with everybody. Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Nicki Minaj, M.I.A. Maluma is the latest one that she's done it with. And then she just discards them.
Yep.
By the wayside. Sucks them up and spits them out.
So Shania Twain, I thought that was really a big move of her that she had.
That was a big
songs.
What? I just, you know, bless Shania Twain's heart. She's putting herself out there, but it doesn't seem like what she's putting out there is necessarily resonating.
No, that was really, I thought it was very random, but you know, I've written songs for those guys too. I wish they'd call me.
That Remember Me written all over it.
What does Remember Me mean, Donnie?
That was her message to everybody.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Oh. Hey, Remember Me?
Yeah. I was the number one country artist. She sold the most hits in the 90s. I learned that on Dennis and Steve's show today. Elton John reveals he wore a diaper under his clothing during a show in 2017, if they only knew.
Well, I mean, sometimes if you got to go, you got to go, and you don't have time. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did he say? Did he say?
He was undergoing prostate cancer. He, almost died.
Okay. There you go. It's not just because he was lazy. He was actually going through cancer treatment. Well, okay, of course, Elton John's doing that.
He really was going, all right, so Hollywood speak this, that the estate of Prince is hustling off everything.
What? Hustling, do you mean they're selling off the stuff?
What are they selling?
They're selling his personal bling, 2 Versace diamond bracelets, 14-karat gold and amethyst, 2-karat diamond necklaces, everything that he wore on stage. Jeez.
So the siblings want money.
Well, they got to pay the lawyers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're I hate watching that money burn.
Well, he didn't have a will. That's what happens.
Now, this happened last week, and I don't know if you talked about it, but Kid Rock was escorted off stage in Nashville after he did this rant on Oprah Winfrey. I worry about Kid Rock. I think he is drinking a lot.
Yeah.
I really think that he has lost a little touch of reality. And he also is closing his restaurant. He's not going to renew his lease on whatever his restaurant is in Detroit.
Oh, say it isn't.
But he said, bleepin' Oprah. He was playing at the Honky Tonk Bar, which he owns. Oprah Winfrey is like, hey, I just want women to believe this crap, he said in the video. Bleeper her. She can bleep sideways.
And then he went on to say that he knows many who will label him a racist for attacking Winfrey.
You think?
And he claims, okay, fine, bleep off, you too. And to bolster the claim that he isn't racist, he pointed out that he's has similar distaste for The View host Joy Behar, whom he previously called a bitch on live television.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not racist because I don't like Joy Behar either.
Oh,
that doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay? Well, I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy. I don't like saying that Oprah Winfrey or Joy Behar. They can bleep bleep sideways.
Why those two?
God,
I don't get it.
Well, people, like, you can hear people in the back of the crowd saying, look at him. He's a racist. Look at him. He's blacked out, drunk as bleep.
Yeah. Like you alluded to it at the beginning of that story, Julia, perhaps Kid Rock was indulging in some substances.
I'm worried. I think he's been doing a lot of this. He needs to call up Ted Nugent.
No. Oh, no.
I feel like he is going on that path, people.
So why would he call Ted Nugent?
Because he can go rant and be crazy with him.
Oh, no, that would just make it worse, Julia. Oh, I mean, I know Ted Nugent, I believe he does not drink, but he, you know, does a lot of other things that just...
Very radical. Yeah, I know.
Cat, and not in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
scratch
way.
Fever.
No, not anything.
No.
Okay, moving on to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have postponed their wedding. They changed the timing due to the location they want, said an insider. They were just in industry. I don't think that they're not in love anymore because they were just together forever in India and traveling for. Are they breaking up?
No.
No, I don't think.
Because they're beyond love.
What is beyond
love? I want to know. What beyond, they're beyond in love. They're beyond in love. They're at the next stage after being in love. What is that?
I don't know.
Breaking up?
They're beyond being in love. I have no idea. They have morphed into this. What are they? When you're beyond being in love, you're bigger than being in love. What is that? I'm self-partnered. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I can't
keep bringing that up.
I can't weigh in on any of this stuff right now because
I'm so lonely.
I'm in love with me. So when you are beyond being in love, what state are you in?
The Hollywood speak on that.
They want their first kid right after they get married. Katy Perry's like what, 36?
35, 36?
Yeah. TikTok.
All right, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But really,
maybe they're already married.
Have you ever described your love as being beyond? We're beyond being in love.
No.
No.
Sad. Yeah. Where's our tiny violin, Donnie?
I know. I guess I've never felt beyond being in love. I've felt like your love changes.
I've been intensely in love.
Same.
Where you
just say that?
Interesting life choices based on your feelings for another person.
Like, what choice did you make?
Well, you know, you're just like, wow.
Give us one. I don't know.
You know, you're like, okay, I'm going to go and move and like change my job and like do things.
So you
like
dropped
that kind of
everything.
Stuff.
You moved for a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did too once.
No,
moved to Austin, Texas. It was very brief.
Didn't work out, I guess.
Oh, no. We went to Europe together and I hated him. I hated him more than life itself.
Oh, you traveled for the first time and then
we had already traveled together. But I quit my job. I was selling ads at KSTP AM 1500.
Yeah,
I moved to Austin, Texas before it was cool. Just want you to know. Sold my couch.
It was beyond cool and sold your couch. Oh, that means
that's
serious.
That's it right there.
You're selling giant pieces of furniture.
I moved.
When you sell your couch.
I moved to Austin, Texas. Julianne. Julianne. Oh, I hated him. He was so upset that who's that basketball player that Magic Johnson got AIDS, then we were breaking up.
What?
I remember flying back home from Europe and we flew through like.
What does one have to do with
Miami?
The other?
Oh, no. I just remember the day vividly. It was still in the morning. We landed in Miami or something from Europe somewhere. We left out of De Gaulle, so we're leaving Paris.
Did you sit together on the plane?
Oh, I hope not. He was such a whiny baby.
No.
And so we get to the airport. We have a layover. And he's like, oh, my God, the worst thing ever's happened. Magic Johnson has AIDS. And I'm like, I thought the worst thing that happened is that we aren't talking. And the minute we fly into Austin, I am driving my butt home on 35W. I got in my car the minute.
How long were you on the trip?
Wow.
Wow.
Well, the whole relationship might have lasted 6 weeks. I mean,
six weeks and you went off to Paris with
Austin. No, we had dated before that. I mean, I made a bad decision.
But it was 6 weeks after selling the couch.
But I went on the coolest trip of my life with him. I rafted down the Grand Canyon. I didn't like him on that trip, but I liked all the other guys I was with.
You were like, maybe you could stay in the Colorado River for a hot second here.
Right. He really wasn't good socially. I don't like being around someone who can't, you know, work in a group.
Didn't you know that earlier on?
Not really. He lived in Austin and I lived here.
All right, okay.
Well, lessons learned. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a big one.
Ooh, yeah.
I kind of like living that. So you moved to LA for a guy. Where did you move to?
No, I didn't move to LA.
Where did you move to for a guy?
Around.
Yeah,
an undisclosed location. Let's just say that it was further. It was further
to St. Cloud.
No, it was further than Minneapolis to Austin, Texas. Let's put it that way. Moved to Los Angeles for my very own self.
Okay,
for my dreams and my work and stuff. Moved out there, slept on the floor for like a couple months.
You Why wouldn't you
hustle? You do the things. You sleep on the air mattress.
Where'd you move to?
Just farther.
Asia.
No, Taiwan. I have not lived in Asia. I have not lived in Taiwan.
Okay, she's not going to tell
us. No, I'm not going to say.
Was it?
No, I'm not going to say.
No, she's not going to tell us.
I'm not going to say.
Yeah. Oh, it was Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yes, I moved to Melbourne. Good day, mate. Put it as a shrimp on the barbie. That's called
Who cares? This is a good, just tell us. Just
call the tea.
Oh, tell us when we come back.
I
think this would be a good conversation. How far have you guys moved for love?
What's the stupidest thing you've done for love?
Absolutely.
Stupidest.
Oh, the list.
The big list.
Ooh. I quit my job. I pretended I had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, and look where you are now.
And you sold your couch. That was the biggest.
Crisis.